Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. So great to hear everyone on the line. I'm really glad we're connected this week and not last week, but we're all together now. So in any event, my name is Valerie Reed. I'm a regional director based in the New York and New Jersey marketplace. And today, all day, it's Thursday, November 11th. We honor our veterans. We're so glad for your service. If you're on the line, thank you so much. And everywhere in our families and beyond in this beautiful country. So here we are, take two. I'm so glad that the technology works. And here we are, a few short weeks to one of my favorite holidays. And I know in the U.S., it's just a super, super day of Thanksgiving. So I am so grateful just for every opportunity I get to share my mojos with you and for each and every one of you and how much you poured into me. And I miss you all. Soon we'll be together again. I'm hoping, fingers crossed. But thank you so much for being here. And excited to be sharing with you this morning. But before I begin, just a couple of little housekeeping items. I want to remind you that we have a wonderful opportunity call tonight at 9 p.m. So watch for the details that will be coming through the texting service. Speaking of which, if you're not on the texting service, please make sure that you talk to your mentor or check our team website. That's www.teamrevolution.com. Make sure that happens. You get all of the texting alerts. Sometimes you get bumped off for some reason, but get right back on there. And Saturday, we have an amazing training at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's about an hour and 15 minutes. We'd love to have you and your team there. We've got top leaders in the organization just pouring their hearts into you and your ACM business. Okay, are you ready to get started with our mojo? Well, today, we're going to talk about a fundamental principle of Mother Nature and the universe. The universal law of growth. This actually follows the mojo from last week. It's a perfect segue for the slot that I had last week, which was when SVP Mr. Oren Solomon addressed another fundamental law, the law of cause and effect. So in terms of growth, I actually picked up a passion for gardening once my husband Mark and I settled in New Jersey after we lived in London for many years in 1994. It seems like yesterday. And, you know, New Jersey, of course, is a garden state. And my passion had earlier roots. I was born in upstate New York. And as a young girl, I remember watching the beautiful, beautiful trees. Well, I love the season. I'm here in the Northeast. We have this amazing fall unfolding in front of us. And just love watching and hearing the trees. And then when I was in England, after college, it is the land of the most beautiful gardens everywhere. They're just glorious. If you've never been, I would highly recommend putting that on your bucket list. So gardeners everywhere in England, they just absolutely love it. And that my passion continued to grow. And the genesis actually for this call happened way back in the spring. That's a sign of new growth, and gardeners just love the spring. I was on my RD run. And, you know, I had set that date for my RD promotion. I can't even count. So many times. I lost count. And even though I knew in my heart I needed to keep growing into the person who would be RD and offer, and, you know, I just often wondered when the heck that day would come. When could I get to the next level? You know, I'd stepped out of my back door, and I saw this teeny tiny little green stem popping out of the ground. This was in March, last spring. And in just the previous couple of weeks, it had been covered with, gosh, we had a lot of snow last year, maybe 2 feet of snow, just yucky, icy mud. It had been stomped on, dug up by our dogs. And yet there was this beautiful little sprout, so shiny and new and green, truly, truly a wonderful gift from God and Mother Nature. You know, I was just so struck at that moment, just the sheer power of Mother Nature, the universal law of growth that each of us have within us, that each and everything, you know, in our natural world just has one purpose, and that's to grow and to develop, to be the best version of itself. As my incredible accountability partner, I heard her on the call this morning, Regional Vice President Ms. Donna Perkins, she has written on the back of her wall. She's got it in chalk. And you can see that when you see her on her Zoom calls every day. Be the best version of yourself. So that best version really includes not only this precious little plant, you know, in my backyard, but as a caterpillar, flower, spider, rabbits, and of course us humans too. And you know those precious, precious babies that have it all inside of them. Did you know that there's over 250,000 little babies born every day? 365,000 globally. And in the U.S., we have over 10,000 babies born every single day. Isn't that incredible? So, you know, as humans, we really are meant to grow and we're really meant to thrive, to seek and to reach our highest potential. You know, we all know that, but wait, I bet if we don't really see that happening around us, right? There's just no end to human problems and conflicts in the world right now, especially right now. And sometimes, really, in our mirror, if we're honest. And, you know, how does this happen? We start out with this precious little baby, and I think of my beautiful, shiny little plant, which, by the way, it did turn into this amazing, amazing hosta bush. And guess what? I also became RD 1 month later. Amazing. But what if that plant had not been viewed as a hosta plant it grew into, but treated just as a common weed, you know, the bane of everybody's gardens. Gardeners hate weeds. Well, you know, we would either just attempt to pull it right out or maybe cover it with mulch or pray that it doesn't come back. Better yet, put plastic on it or paper and then put mulch, or dig it up and just pull it right out from its roots. And there, you just take that nasty weed, just pull it right out. And all it was trying to do was just grow. You know, we're going to turn back and you can hear see the lovely growth in my animals. They're barking at something. Let me just close the door here. Get back to our mojo so we don't get too disturbed. So let's just turn back to those cute little babies born every day. You know, Mother Nature, God, if you like, has them on a path to grow and grow and grow some more. I mean, that is the plan. That's the universal law. I just think of how did my son physically grow into a new size of football cleats during one season when he was 15. I started out with one pair, you know, at the beginning of the summer, and gosh, by October, we had to buy another pair. So growth is really the game plan. It's not only physically, like my son, but mentally and spiritually. And it's the same with our dreams and goals. We're just meant to grow and achieve them. That's the law. So is it likely that those 10,000 babies will each have a different pathway, the ones born today on Thursday, November 11th? And, you know, their outcome, it's going to be based on circumstances they were born into, right? Well, you bet. They were nurtured. They may be nurtured and cared for and their highest purpose realized without too many lumps and bumps. Or there may be any number of attempts to push and pull them as they grow, just like those little new plants that I talked about earlier. You know, maybe there's just something from the beginning in their physical bodies or mentally that will have, you know, really a detriment to them, have the potential to prevent them from actually fully growing and developing. There are challenges everywhere, and the challenges have created any number of thoughts, beliefs, and stories in our minds, and despite us all growing into adults, they stay with us like baggage when we travel. We've heard about that. Here they come. You know, sometimes we're marrying our spouses and they come with baggage, right? We find ourselves really not celebrating who we are and who we become. In fact, we do the opposite in our minds all day long. We hear, I can't do this. It's too hard. It'll never happen. That's a personal favorite of mine. No one cares about me. Another favorite of mine. I'm jealous. She's got what I want. He's got what I want. I'm not pretty, handsome, tall, strong, smart. Just fill in the blank enough. And we end up just not doing anything to celebrate who we are. There are no high fives in the mirror in the morning with those thoughts running through their mind. But guess what? In walks Mel Robbins, a best-selling author and coach. I know you've heard about her. I know that Mr. Larry Adler on the line has done a great mojo on the 5-second rule. Well, she has a new book called The High Five Challenge. And in this book, she answers the question, really, how did we get there? How did we get here with all those crazy thoughts and the negative self-talk and just stunting our growth? And she addresses what to do about it. It's a really, really good book. Highly recommend it. It's called, and I've actually listened to it on a podcast on Audible, actually, High Five Challenge by Mel Robbins. So if you take these precious little 10,000 babies that will be born today and you give them 15, 20 years or so, unfortunately, sometimes even earlier, there'll be so many heartaches and really not enough celebration. And she zeroes right in on the brain science behind that, especially what she calls her little engine called the reticular activating system. We're going to call it RAS for short. And simply put, that RAS really drives our key functions. How we eat, when we sleep, it keeps us focused on what's important to us based on the thoughts that we're feeding it. So if we want to win the cheerleading competition, of course it's going to give us all the great ideas of all the moves that we can make and all the people that we can have on our team. But if it's this thought that says, geez, I can't recruit any business partners, well, guess what happens? All sorts of reasons and distractions that you can't and won't recruit any business partners. So she suggests starting a day, how about this, with a high five. You look in the mirror and you give yourself a high five. She calls it the high five habit. And she asked us to do a challenge to give yourself a high five for a week. She has a website called High, H-I-G-H, the number 5challenge.com. And you can see great, great examples of this. And she talks about it a little bit more. Ms. Robbins includes a ton of tools on the power of positive self-talk and just celebrating the wins and going easy on the losses. Oh, my goodness, this is such a powerful, powerful point. Remember, we have this universal law of growth, so what is stopping us from taking that natural path of growth? We really want to be able to make sure that we get back on that path. And she uses a term that is so familiar with them, those of us who do our laundry, drying our clothes in a dryer. That's actually truly a U.S. obsession to use the dryer. I'll tell you that about that in a minute. But you must clean out that lint. Remember that little lint compartment below the engine for the dryer? And she says we must clean out our mental lint. And I love that term, mental lint. There's mental lint covering our RAS and all of those negative, and these are really those negative thoughts and beliefs. And I just love the visual of that clean lint filter, especially every day. And being able to dry your clothes and with ease and our minds to work without those stories and negative self-talk. You know, I think about the time my British brother-in-law and sister-in-law were living in the U.S. for a year, and they said, Valerie, I don't understand why my clothes are not drying in the dryer. They weren't used to drying in a dryer. They used to hang their clothes outside. Remember those days, guys? And over the radiators. And I took a look and I found a lint filter, and oh my goodness, it was absolutely stuffed with lint. So glad there wasn't a fire. But once removed, the clothes dried like a dream, and they were absolutely thrilled. They did not know anything about having a filter that needed cleaning, and quite frankly, many people don't. And so we need to clear that lint. And instead, if you look at it in a spiritual term, you know, clearing that our hearts and our minds, and being open to seeing things differently. This might be through a combination of faith. You can ask for help. I just learned this acronym this morning. I just love it. Help, hello, eternal loving presence, help. Maybe it's from your family. Maybe it's personal development, definitely personal development, from your mentors, ministers, doctors, therapists, coaches, recovery programs, friends, accountability partners, and more. We just must be vigilant with our thoughts, our prayers and our beliefs to keep us on that path, a path of love and growth and clearing out all that mental lint. And gosh darn it, that mental lint, it happens every single day. with what happens in life. So we really have to have that as a daily pattern and have it in our lives. And, you know, I'm not saying it's easy at all. It really is not. But with intention and work over years, and in my case, it's been decades of rewiring, you can get to that place of happiness and joy. And I didn't think, honestly, it was remotely possible for me and to be at this place. You know, my kids are at school. I'm actually at a place of daily happiness and joy. I remember getting a note from my beautiful accountability partner, Ms. Donna Perkins. I hope your day is filled with happiness and joy. And I said, you know what? It is. It really is. And just know that I have that necessity, and all of us here on the line, to keep peeling back the layers and discarding that lint. And this is really just a pathway to keep that growth happening, peeling that onion, taking off that lint. We're all meant to grow. This is just the universal law. It's the universal law of growth. We can think of our little shiny plant we talked to earlier in the call, and the dirt it must go through before it emerges into that bright sunlight every single spring. And I know that each and every one of us have our own circumstances as children we had no say in. Yet we always have before us the opportunity to rise again, to grow, and with faith and forgiveness and support and tools, we really must believe, and this is the universal law of growth. So I remember when I first started in ACN and I sent it by my mentor, Ms. Leanne Gabriel, so-and-so didn't turn up to a meeting and they didn't return my call, and therefore I must have said something wrong and I did something wrong, and that's my own mental lint right there. And she wisely told me, you know, if you don't know the true story, make up one that works for you. And I love that. So with time and work and patience, perseverance, and more perseverance and love, we can really keep our thoughts clear and action pointed toward that growth and ultimately to service to another human being. So Mother Nature is really a powerful force, as we have seen in our world in so many different ways, from all those babies being born, that's a beautiful thing, to all the hurricanes that have whipped up their way, certainly from the southeast to the northeast here on the east coast. We, you know, we're meant to shine, we're meant to grow, to give ourselves a high five multiple times a day. Wouldn't it be great after this call to go to your bathroom mirror, your mirror if you're at work and or in your car, and just give yourself that high five to fall in love with the person who you are and who you're really meant to be. And from there, we can actually go out and live our best lives, enjoy our friends, our family, and continue to build a great, great ACN business. So I'll close now with leaning on another beloved mentor. Let's just love Miss Oprah Winfrey. Isn't she amazing? And she had said, things are always going my way. This is really pulled from her deep, deep faith. You know, she knows that everything is either a lesson or a blessing, as she says. And but either way, she's growing. And that is really my daily go-to mantra, especially in those speed bumps, or even those when those downright tragedies and accidents happen. Whatever happens, everything is going my way. Definitely progress and not perfection, but always a lesson or a blessing. So high five, everybody on the line. It was great to spend a few moments with you. Super, super grateful for you all. And I know that everything is going your way. Have a blessed November 11th. And I look forward to hearing your growth stories. Again, the name of the book I mentioned is The High Five Challenge by Mel Robbins. I look forward to seeing each and every one of you as soon as we can get together. And have a great day, everybody. And don't forget, we have that 9 o'clock opportunity webinar tonight. Take care. Bye-bye.